Hi, Paul Sack. It's good news. Planet, I'm speaking to Clinton Moore. Hi, Clinton. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. You're a patient advocate for cystinosis. Do I say that correctly?
You did. Cystinosis, correct.
Research Network, you're the president, and you're going to talk about Walk in My Shoes documentary, the disease, and how to support this affected with cystinosis. Well, I think we best start off, what is cystinosis?
Cystinosis is a genetic metabolic disease that causes an amino acid called cysteine to accumulate in your blood cells. The cysteine eventually crystallizes and destroys that cell. It then travels through and continues to destroy and affect every organ in your body, including your muscles. It typically affects your kidneys and your eyes first, but not always, but typically, and in my son's case, it was definitely his kidneys were first.
Okay, and how did you recognize this? And I'm so sorry to hear that it's affected your son.
My son, yeah. What we first noticed was he became extremely thirsty. And when I mean thirsty, I mean he would throw himself at the kitchen sink trying to get through the water because at 10 months old, he couldn't talk, but he knew where water came from. And then that led us to calling his pediatrician, and she first suspected that he had juvenile diabetes. So she said, "Hey, let's just draw blood, and we'll see. Get that established, and then we'll talk about treating diabetes." But turns out, when she got the lab results back, nothing was even close. Absolutely nothing in his blood was even close to where it was supposed to be. So she transferred us to our local children's hospital, where we spent the next 9 days. First getting diagnosed with something called renal Fanconi syndrome, which is the form of renal or kidney failure that he has. But then they had to figure out what was causing the kidney issues, and ultimately we got diagnosed with cystinosis.
Wow. How's your son?
Today he's doing quite well. The last 15 years, it's definitely been up and down. He's had numerous surgeries. Many of them were minor. Some of them were quite major. He's had a lot of bladder issues. He's had a lot of bone health issues, a lot of kidney issues. Fortunately, we've been able to correct in some way every issue that he's had, except for the kidney failure. That will be corrected eventually when he receives a kidney transplant.
So a kidney, well, good. Forward motion. How old is he now?
He is 15 years old now.
So this is a long haul, right, for you and the family?
It is. Diagnosed at 10 months old up until today, and he's still got a long ways to go, but we'll get him through it.
He's keeping you guys on your toes?
Yeah, of course. He's a typical teenage boy, right?
I hope so. Now, talking about toes, and I grew up in the shoe business, and Walk in My Shoes documentary. So what I hear, you produced a documentary to bring attention to this. Is that right?
We did. The purpose of this documentary, Walk in My Shoes, was to do several things, really. One was to raise awareness of not just cystinosis, but all rare diseases in general. Rare diseases are only recognized one day a year, and that's on Rare Disease Day, which is the last day of February every year. The rest of the year, they seem to be forgotten about. So that was one point of, or one reason for creating this. Another reason was to tell our story of how we discovered that, regardless of what you've been dealt in life, whether it's a rare disease or whatever other negative thing you got going on, you have the ability to still be inspirational and uplifting. And I learned firsthand that you don't need an army of people standing behind you to do that. You have the ability to make a difference in this world totally by yourself once you figure out how to get motivated and to begin pursuing whatever it is that you feel needs to be changed in this world. You can do it by yourself.
Was there? I'd love to see the movie. Where did we get to see the movie?
The movie's actually in a couple places. It's you can find it on YouTube. Just type in "Walk in My Shoes," or you can go to our website cystinosis.org, and you can find a link to it there. But either way, it's going to connect you back to YouTube on the Cystinosis Research Network's YouTube channel. Walk in My Shoes is probably the simplest way to find it, just straight to YouTube.
So is it your website? Say that one more time.
Our website is cystinosis.org.
Okay, cystinosis.org, all righty. Wow, that's probably not such an easy name to get. When did you get that? Way back when?
The name Cystinosis or the website?
That website, cystinosis.org. I mean, you know, these kind of, as you say, illnesses are kind of, I remember when I started in this 22 years ago, someone said a name of a rare disease to me, mm-hmm. said you should make sure, you know, when you do a story and share that kind of thing, make sure that's a tagline, because there are a lot of people with these rare diseases, aren't they? And this is not just an American story, is it?
Absolutely not. Cystinosis affects only around 2,500 people in the world. 500 okay. of those 500 of those live in the U.S. But if you're talking about rare diseases in general, they affect one out of every about 10 people. So rare diseases as a whole isn't really all that rare, but when you're talking about cystinosis or any one rare disease in particular, then they can be quite rare. Yes.
So you say that this is almost a miracle then to find a rare disease for good doctors and good medical professionals to diagnose a rare disease?
Well, yeah. I mean, I personally, my son got lucky because we were diagnosed in 9 days. And but we were fortunate. We were in a children's hospital that had seen the disease before. Many families, even in this country, end up going sometimes a couple, sometimes 3 years until they receive an accurate diagnosis. They get diagnosis, but they're wrong. Or they're just not diagnosed at all, or they're misdiagnosed for years, until they finally come across that one doctor that says, "Hey, I've seen this before, and I know what it is," and then they can send them for the proper. It's actually to diagnose cystinosis. It's a really simple blood test, but it has to be sent to only one of two laboratories in the country. One's in California, wow. one's in Texas. To get those results, and you know, once you get those results, then you can begin treatment. But sometimes finding that doctor that that knows how to diagnose and recognizes the symptoms can be a challenge.
So let me ask you, in that I'm sort of in this TV producing kind of business for 40 plus years. So how does a masonry contractor produce a movie?
We ask a lot of questions, and we find somebody that knows what they're doing. I was an executive co-producer. I didn't produce the entire thing. I had a team known as Edit One that okay. That actually produced the film. But he was great. His name is Richard Hemingway. He did a great job. I played a big role in creating this film along with. My team at the Cystinosis Research Network, but no, I did not know how to produce a film.
Yeah, but a good contractor, he or she always gets the right people to do the job. Isn't that what a contractor does?
Correct. That is correct. Yep.
You know, I'm going to just ask you, so what is my last question, and thank you very much for sharing this and for, you know, allowing your family to open up to the world. That's a beautiful thing, and I'm sure this movie will help many. I can't wait to take a look at it. Maybe we can utilize it somehow in our Peace Day activities. We're involved with World Peace Day on September 21st and have a worldwide broadcast. Let me take a look at it, if that would be something that can work for everyone.